Vectis Radio, FM 104.6, the heart of the island's community.
Right, Maggie, can you introduce our guests, please?
We have two lovely guests here. We have Sandy and Sandy, and they're going to tell us all about the Festival of the Mind, which is coming up on the 6th of October. So which Sandy is going to start?
Sandy can start.
Okay.
Hello. So the Isle of Wight Festival of the Mind, this is the second year that it's run.
Mm-hmm.
And basically it's a celebration of things that make us happy.
All right.
A chance to get together and talk about things that may help you feel a little bit happier in day-to-day life.
Yep.
So really it's... what we've done is got lots of people together to run activities during the day, and there'll be stalls and lots of things to do.
So have you got an idea of what activities are free? What activities?
Well, Sandy's been very busy organising all of those.
All right.
Hand over
so
to
the other Sandy.
The other Sandy.
Okay, so we have workshops, which are... We have 15 workshops altogether.
Mm-hmm.
There's a range of... all sorts of different things, which I'm sure lots of people will find something that they might find that makes them happy. We have drumming.
Oh, yes.
Drumming for recovery.
Mm-hmm.
Self-hypnosis.
Yeah.
We have growing confidence.
Yeah.
A workshop about growing confidence.
Mm-hmm.
Also, we have a keep fit class.
Mm-hmm.
Managing intense emotions.
Yep.
We've got a mosaic art workshop as well. So,
oh, yes.
If you're interested in mosaic, in finding out how to make a nice picture with all sorts of different bits of china, and it could be china that's got sentimental value that you don't want to throw away, that's got broken.
Yeah.
So those sorts of things can help to make you happy too.
Mm-hmm.
We've got building strength in a challenging world.
Yeah.
We've got the gong bath again.
Yeah.
And we've got hypnotherapy for self-hypnosis, hypnotherapy to heal yourself with self-hypnosis.
Yeah.
And also a hypno-relax session.
Oh.
So we've also got some other workshops that have... Some of the workshops are full up at the moment, but they're the ones that I just mentioned have still got spaces on.
Okay.
But if you look on the website, mm-hmm. so, which is www.iowfestivalofthemind.co.uk, you'll see the whole range of workshops, and if there's something that you fancy that is full up, you can put yourself down on the waiting list.
Yes,
because I have asked if anybody can't make it to let me know, and then we'll release the tickets to people on the waiting list.
But they're all free, all these
all the workshops are free.
Wow.
Completely free.
Yeah,
there will be stalls in the main hall as well, which are giving information about various activities and things that might make you feel happy as well.
Okay, that sounds good, doesn't it?
And
there's more.
And we've got performances as well on the stage.
Wow. Yeah.
So we've got the ukulele band coming along to
give
a performance.
Good,
and also Verity, who runs the band, is going to be available to talk to anyone after the... after their performance,
mm-hmm.
about what it's like to be part of the band.
Yeah.
Mm. And then we've got Egyptian folk dancing.
Oh, right. That sounds good.
And again, Geraldine Woods is going to be available to talk to people about whether they want to join to do some belly dancing.
Oh, right.
Right.
There's also some Morris dancers coming. So, and that's a really, really good social activity,
yes.
because there's a lot of Morris teams on the island.
Yes.
And we all have great fun.
And they generally end up in the pub.
Not always.
I didn't say that.
but also we, because I'm a Morris dancer as well.
Yeah.
And we tend to raise money for charities.
Yes.
So we do a lot of good work.
Good.
So it's the Oyster Girls that are coming along.
All right.
And they are looking for new dancers and new musicians.
Mm-hmm.
We've also got a floral art demonstration.
All right.
And we've got a Keep Fit workshop as well. So if you want to join in the Keep Fit workshop, you could do that, or you could book up for the Keep Fit workshop, which is on earlier in the day.
So it's not much going on then?
No. Oh, and also...
oh, she's missed a few things as well, obviously.
Loads,
I'm just going to butt in. So we've
also, please do butt in.
I don't know if we said it's running here at the Riverside.
Yes.
And we've pretty much got the whole building. So we've got Active Living who are here... taking part, so they're going to be running some sort of drop-in workshop activities. You can come and see what they do and talk to them. I've forgotten now, I've butted in what I was going to say.
Shall we take this point then to just go to a bit of music and a break and talk some more about it
certainly.
When you've gathered your thoughts together?
Yes. Okay.
I just had a mental picture of Hannah doing some belly dancing.
No.
We've still got our guests Sandy and Sandy from the Festival of the Mind 2019. And the question, we've got loads more, you've got loads more to tell us, I know. The question I mentioned I wanted answers is, why do you hold it? I mean, it's not getting at you, but there must be a reason behind why you're holding this.
Okay. Well, it all started with my daughter, who is a psychotherapist in the Portsmouth area.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And I work very closely with Sarah, my daughter, arranging workshops and seminars and webinars, and she does a lot of work for the Good Mental Health Cooperative, and they run lots of different activities, and one of the projects that they run is called the Hampshire Festival of the Mind.
Right.
And when I went there, I thought, this is so amazing. And wouldn't it be wonderful if we had this on the Isle of Wight?
Yes.
So I approached Carolyn from the Good Mental Health Cooperative, and she said she'd be very willing to collaborate with any island groups that wanted to run something on the island.
Wonderful. Mm-hmm.
And so I managed to get together a little group of people. Sandy was one of them. And so Sandy and I started last year running the very first Festival of the Mind for the Isle of Wight, along with the help of the Good Mental Health Cooperative. So we're members of the Good Mental Health Cooperative. So we've got the backing of that organisation as well. And last year we were sponsored by Ryde Town Council.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
This year, I'd just like to say thank you to all the people that, all the organisations that have helped to sponsor us, because without the sponsorship we wouldn't be able to do this.
Absolutely.
So we've been sponsored by the Whitehead Foundation, Ryde Town Council, Bembridge Parish Council, Newport and Carisbrook Parish Council, Fishbourne Parish Council, East Cowes Town Council, Cowes Town Council and Woodenbridge Parish Council.
Fabulous.
So if it hadn't been for those organisations helping us to bring this together, it wouldn't be happening. So I'd just like to say thank
news.
You.
Thank you very much to all those organisations that have helped out there.
What a great collaboration, though, of all those things.
Yeah, I mean, one of the things I've always been very passionate about is kind of connecting people with others and just seeing, you know, what great things can happen just from a short conversation, really.
Yeah.
So that's my interest in this, is really just to get people talking to each other, to get people who haven't really had any contact with each other just meeting in the same room.
Yes.
So I think that'll be quite exciting.
Absolutely.
We've got quite a broad range of people. From sort of individual therapists coming to sort of charities and larger organisations just having a little presence here.
How
as
wonderful.
Well.
What so, a great thing to do.
So we do have the Good Mental Health Cooperative coming across from Portsmouth.
Yes.
And they run something called the Human Library, which is about your own story.
Yes.
And they will be available for people to tell them their stories.
Yes, I've heard of that.
Yeah, I've heard of this before, where people, like a library, you borrow a person to tell you their story.
Exactly, and, yes. And just by talking to someone about things that have happened in your life, it's very helpful because it puts things into perspective.
Absolutely.
Okay.
What a wonderful thing to do.
So you held this last year. How well attended was it? Was it pretty good?
Yes, I haven't actually got the figures on me.
No, I wasn't asking for figures. I just wondered, your feeling for it was you
absolutely
felt it was worthwhile doing.
We had some absolutely amazing feedback, some really good feedback. All the feedback is from last year is on the website.
Yeah.
So if anyone's interested in looking to see what happened last year, All the details are there, all the feedback.
Lovely. And what was that website again?
It's www.iowfestivalofthemind.co.uk.
Brilliant.
Excellent. And just remind us the date and location again, please.
The festival is on Sunday, the 6th of October, starting at 11 o'clock until 4 o'clock, and completely free to come. And it's at the Riverside Centre in Newport.
Which is where we are now. So, you've got a whole list of things that are there, but you can book up to go on some of the sessions, and you can do that on your website.
Yes, yes. There's still spaces on some of the workshops, which I've mentioned earlier, and the workshops can be booked online. If you haven't got the internet, there is a phone number that you can call.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
And it is 07934-084969. If I don't have the phone on me at the time you call, I will call you back when I see the missed call.
Okay.
But I may call back on a different number because we haven't got any money on that phone.
Okay. No, I know what you mean. Okay, that's fair enough. Right, so it's the Isle of Wight
Festival. That's the begging bowl out, isn't it?
Isle of Wight Festival of Mind here at the Riverside Centre in October. Sounds fantastic. And we'll see. We'll certainly put that on our website and publish this. Interview. I hope it goes well for you.
Thank you,
Sandy.
Thank you.
And Sandy.
Thank you very much.
Your support matters. We operate thanks to the support of local businesses. If you would like to advertise on Vectis Radio FM 104.6, contact our team today. Marketing at vectisradio.fm.